You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.
All right, we're going to get to Ms. Khan right now. Good morning to you, Ms. Khan. Welcome. This is the Health Hub. How are you? And welcome.
Good morning.
Girl, let me tell you, if you was listening a little while ago, that whole story kind of just shift the first 20 minutes of the show into that, you know. But how are you going? How was your carnival?
Yeah, I mean, it was more restful. I didn't go jump up or do anything.
You stayed at home?
Yes. I relaxed and de-stressed and recovered and repaired because I was more getting ready for Lent and fasting and, you mm-hmm. know, in that sort of mindset. How was yours?
Oh, I had a ball.
All right.
And that is all I will say.
Okay, very good. That's good. That's good. So that brings us to today's topic because I wanted to talk about like food fixes mm-hmm. after carnival, safety recovery from any aches and pains. Because sometimes when we're jumping up and stuff like that, we tend to use muscles that didn't get used in a long time.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we might get some aches and pains because, I mean, it's hours. I don't know how long in people partying for and, you know, that was at the time that your body is basically forced to be at a high height of energy.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely very important to recover. But I feel like everybody probably take a whole week off. Like,
well, some of us did.
Yeah, from Friday last week or Tuesday last week all the way next. Like, take the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, relax, recover, repair. Because, again, it is important. And then right after is like, crashing. It's similar to jet lag when you're traveling for long hours and then there's the whole half a day difference or something like that. It gets very tiring and very confusing for the body. So the way that you treat your body during carnival, that definitely either gives you like a really bad crash that, you know, takes a while to recover from. But there are different things that you could do to help your body to replenish itself, because the whole problem is not only the high exertion or of energy or the need to stay up longer and, you know, the jumping and all that, but it's also what we eat consuming. Because let's face it, it's only sugar, lots of sugar. With the and then alcoholic beverages and a lot of finger fried foods. I mean, the options are not great, you know, so a lot of people just going for quick and easy and they're not really focusing on things to actually nourish the body. But the good news is we could get coconut water from the actual nut and not from a can or, you know, some sort of bottle that probably has added sugar and other additives to preserve it longer. Like, we are very lucky to be able to just get natural electrolytes and rehydrate the body properly with some coconut water, because it has natural like sodium, potassium, phosphorus. You could also do like lemon water. Lemon water is great for detoxing the body, especially the liver. So the liver would probably be crying right now if you're over consuming the alcohol. Honestly, I don't know how much my tips and tricks helped anyone, because when you're in it, it's a different story to when you plan for it. You know, like, how well could you really execute the eating before? How well could you really execute the slowing down of the drinks and the mixing and focusing on the water? You know, how well could you execute making sure during the day or when you're home or when you could, you have your food for like your balanced plate and including like all of the antioxidant foods like the fruits and the vegetables. So I don't know how you did over the past couple of days.
Stayed hydrated, drank a lot of water, made sure I got some electrolytes in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Made sure that the alcohol content was as low as possible and just, you know, ate a lot of food, you know, make sure that I got food in on time and some power bars as well. So,
So you did good.
Yes, that's why I'm refreshed for Thursday.
That is very rare.
Very rare. No, listen, I've seen the outcome. You know, if it is that you don't pace yourself and take care of yourself when it is you're going out there for carnival. So, you know.
That's good. That's good. So then you have a lot of experience then.
Well, yeah, I guess you could say that.
But good. I mean, you see, I mean, that's why I say it's rare, because even though people go year after year, they will still continue the same routine and break down. You know, they wouldn't be able to have that self-control that you are explaining. Because people will be listening and be like, huh?
Well, the thing that we need to buck up on now is the vitamin C, because the cold normally begins. It's been circulating for a while, but seeing as the body is in rest mode now, they say that it's more susceptible to getting the cold. So for me now would be making sure that I do take a Redoxon, drink a little, you know, as you say, lemon tea and ginger tea in the morning, just to build up the immune system to fight off whatever cold that may be circulating post-carnival.
Yeah. That's a big one too, because yes, definitely your immune system will be dropping because of all of the activities that you're doing, and then you're not really focusing on eating whole foods and eating the balanced way and, you know, nourishing your body with the right nutrients. So then your body kind of suffers. But when you're lacking sleep, of course, because you know, if you're staying up and you're not sleeping long and it's like just a quick nap and then you go to the next party, well, you know, it's trouble. But also, there's a lot of traveling going on too, so there's a lot of in and out of the country, and I mean, everybody close to each other. It's not like, you know, COVID restrictions, like, stay apart from me. It's like literally jamming up on each other. So, I mean, the ability for a flu to pass from one person to the next is so easy. It's so easy. So definitely you're right, so the vitamin C's and all that. But of course, you know, I would prefer natural instead of the supplement. I'll tell you, eat your fruit.
So what fruits would provide large amounts of vitamin C, so that, you know, we would take fruits more than the supplements that you just suggested?
Yeah. Well, the lemon water is really good. Lemon has very, very high amounts. But in terms of fruits, like our local things like watermelon, pineapple, and of course the citrus, those are very high. And it gives the color, sort of gives it away also. Pawpaw is very high in it also. All of our local fruits really, sapodilla, soursop, all of these are very high in vitamin C. Really good. I think all fruits have a decent amount of vitamin C, because they all help to rebuild that immune system. So just making sure you have like a fruit is very important, because you see, even if you over supplement, so for example, the supplement has 1000% vitamin C, right? It's not like if it's giving your body any benefit. Your body only needs 100% for the day. It doesn't need it all at once, you know? So it kind of leads to a lot of wastage. And if it doesn't lead to wastage and it builds up in your body, then it could lead to increased levels of toxicity of whatever vitamin or mineral that you're consuming. So that's why I always say natural is best. It's better to eat it and balance it throughout the day. So if you're making your chow, your pineapple and cucumber chow, or if you're doing like some watermelon and yogurt, or what else? Peanut butter and bananas tastes really good together. Grapes and cheese is a really nice combination. So super refreshing, like a sweet and a savory. Oh, it's so good. I don't know if you ever tried that one. I saw it online. And I was like, I always recommend it to my clients because I taste it. It's so refreshing. I think is it more European? I don't know. I feel like it is more European style kind of eating, but it's sweet and savory. So again, with sugar spikes, and if you're worried about your sugar spiking, it really does help to prevent that, because you get good quality protein with it. So even though you're rehydrating, you focus, yes, on your water, coconut water, lemon water. You have the high antioxidant intake with the fruits, but also you have to remember your vegetables, because the main difference is the fruits have the vitamins, minerals, and fiber. It has the carbs, but vegetables don't have the calories. They don't have as much vitamins, though. They don't have as much minerals. They don't have as much high antioxidant benefits, but they don't have the calories and they have the fiber. So if you're worried about like sugar spikes, and if your gut, oh my gosh, I don't know how much people have gut issues right now because of, again, food contamination, what you exactly are putting into your body during that time. If somebody put things in whatever you're eating or whatever you're drinking and you get an upsetness from it, it, like, your whole stomach, your whole gut, everything could be upset right now. So, you know, ginger tea is really good for helping with that and reducing inflammation and bloatiness. Definitely focus on the plate method. I mean, oats is really good. I love oats. Oats is like in everything I eat because it's really good overall for fiber. And but again, it's how you balance it, because one of my clients actually told me, like, they were reading the benefits of oats and then they swapped completely and everything was oats, oats, oats. And I was like, and then they noticed that their sugars started to go up. And it's like, yeah, because you see, it's not about from one extreme to the next extreme. It's just about balancing, including a little bit of this here, a little bit of this here, a little bit of this other food group. You know, keep it colorful, keep the variety going. And then, of course, the fiber will help with the gut, the ginger also, and then the fruits. And if you have, like, fatty fish, because I know people are fasting for Lent. And Ramadan also. So Ramadan, you know, eating, you split your day in half. So you have to make sure you focus on replenishing morning and replenishing evening. And then when fasting for Lent, well, I'm actually not eating meat and all my favorite things like chocolate. And I gave up quite a few things. So I'm focusing on, like, you know, the fatty fish. And there is a restriction with fatty fish because you can't just eat fish breakfast, lunch, and all every single day because of the mercury levels in it. So it's usually recommended like 2 or 3 times a week max. That includes like tuna, sardine, and all those things. And then other protein replaces will be like the beans, the soy, the tofu. Those are plant-based proteins that you could definitely have. So rebuilding and stabilizing is, I mean, you wanna, it's not all about the elimination of the fried foods either or the sugary drinks. But you definitely want to try your best to regulate your meals. You want to try to have alternative drinks. You want to try to have, like, baked, grill, steam, air fried, barbecue foods instead of deep fried foods. Like, you know, combinations, colors, varieties, and you'll feel 10 times better in no time. And lots of sleep. But the thing is that you still have to be aware of how long you want to sleep for, because it's like you need, your body still needs nutrients. And when you're asleep, your body can't really get it because you're not eating. you're not consuming anything. So you still have to make sure and pace yourself throughout the day to eat something. And of course, rest and rehydrate. It's quite a lot of work. The after effects is a lot of work when you're not able to manage properly on Monday and Tuesday. That's just a lot of work following that. So I'm glad that you were able to do it. And, you know, the tips and the tricks and the control, I mean, you have very strong control because of your experience, and you know the effects, and you don't want that to happen to your body. You know, a lot of people struggle with that. So the debunks really will be the juices. It's not going to be beneficial to drink those juices because, yes, I know that some people say, oh, well, juice is good if I make it at home. Yeah, but then you still have to understand it's still how much fruits are you blending to get this cup of juice. Would you actually sit and eat that amount of fruit? Usually not. Like, 10 oranges might give you a cup. You know, it's
only 10 oranges difficult. Give you a cup of juice? That's a lot of juice squeezing. We got to take a break quickly before we get up to the top of the hour. We'll be right back. If you have any questions for Ms. Khan, you can send the questions to 306-1065. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. Welcome back, TNT. 9:43. We're making it up to 10 o'clock. Let's get back to Ms. Khan. So, Ms. Khan, you were saying for, you know, the rest and restoration after carnival, it is imperative that you get your vitamin C in. And the last thing you said, after squeezing 10 oranges, you're still not going to get enough vitamin C in that. So what else do we add to the orange juice if it is we're juicing at home? Because you're saying that natural is more, you know, better for the body, better absorption than the ones that are quote-unquote made.
Yes. So, I mean, right now, it's always what I want everyone to focus on is rehydrate intentionally. You're eating to repair, right? You're calming the inflammation, you're supporting your gut health, and you're resting to recover. So, in terms of the juices, it's about also understanding that even if you make fresh juice at home, it's not quote-unquote healthy. It's not technically healthy just because you take fruits and you juice it. Because sometimes what we tend to do is we eliminate the fiber. Like, you know, those sort of juice products where the pulp and everything is removed. Terrible.
Listen, there are some...
I mean, oh gosh, it's just sugar.
There are some fruit juices you could take with pulp. Like, for example, there is this brand of aloes water that I do enjoy that has some pulp in it, pieces of aloes in it. Flavor in there too, that is good, but not all the time. That texture is not a nice texture, come on. It is not.
Well, that's the thing. So I mean, it depends on how you like it, but there, for example, in the store, what we do with the smoothies, the best way to balance it, you have to choose what your favorite vegetable is. Now, if you think that you want to add a little bit more of the water or the coconut water, whatever it is that you're adding in terms of the liquid to kind of get it less lumpy in terms of the texture, like you want it to be more smooth, you could do that. That could work, right? And you could kind of get a few more cups from whatever batch of smoothie that you're making. But to balance something, you always have to think fiber, healthy fats, you know, to balance the carbs, any protein in there. It's always going to be what combinations are good, because no matter what, if you just drink a lot of one nutrient like carbs, like it's going to just turn to sugars because you're drinking just that because it's fruits alone. It's going to spike your sugars if you're diabetic, or if you're in the pre-stages of diabetes, or if you had diabetes and you didn't really reverse it properly. And, you know, it's just going to give you that temporary spike because that's all you're consuming. So the best way that I would recommend that you balance it is to include other food groups. What we do is use, like, again, it all depends on your preference. So, like, cucumber is really refreshing. Some people put, like, spinach and kale. And some people put, like, carrots or celery sticks. And that balances the fruit. And then you could also put, like, a little bit of, like, I put some oats also. And you could put some yogurt or milk, depending on if you want to be creamy. So there's so many different ways to prepare a nutritious drink. I wouldn't suggest it as like a meal replacer. It's more like an energy booster, nutrient replenisher in a sense. And you could drink that like in between your meals or like a quick like pre-breakfast or energy to replenish your energy or your mood at a certain point. Like let's say in between your meals, energy is going down. You can't sit and eat something, you could then drink your smoothie, which is really, really helpful. So I would recommend that and throughout the day, but for sure, I definitely prefer us eating it because you see, the blender does the job of your teeth, right? And if you didn't know, if you're interested in like, you know, energy and burning calories and you know, using up your energy, eating actually burns a lot more calories than we think. And now we realize your whole digestive system takes energy to digest the food. So that's why I prefer that you eat rather than blend, because the energy that the blender is exerting to blend the food, you could have been exerting that energy to eat it. And you would be losing weight in that sense of mind. If you're losing energy, you're using calories to chew. You're going to use your energy, you're going to use calories to chew food and then just send it into your stomach. That takes a lot of energy also. Then to get all the digestive juices going, that takes a lot of energy also. You know, to get it through and utilize it around your body. All of that is a lot of energy exiting, being exited throughout your body. And that's why it's always known that eating and the nutrition is the foundation to weight loss, and it's way more important for your overall health than exercise. Because look at the basically your body exercising 24/7 internally. There's a lot of energy being used inside to digest food for and then to create energy to then do the same thing and to like help you to do whatever it is that you're doing throughout the day, daily tasks, daily routines, your blinking, your talking, your breathing, everything that you do uses energy, you know. So we have to just think about healthy replenishers so that we don't like our body heals and recovers itself all the time, because once we don't calm like the inflammation and we don't help to give our body the right nutrients at the right times, that's when lifestyle diseases happen. So something simple as Monday and Tuesday, if you like did the diets and the restrictions and then now you're gonna crash and you're gonna feel like, oh my gosh, I want to eat everything inside because you restricted yourself so much, it's going to be very difficult to get back into a regular way of eating. And every single time people do restrictions and diets, from my client's perspective, they always tell me they always gain back 10, 20, 30, 40 extra pounds because it's so difficult to get back into that routine, you know, and it's so dangerous because the weight gain that you have after when you do the diets and then you start to eat back everything and you eat more than you have no control, that visceral fat then puts you at risk for the lifestyle diseases like diabetes, high blood pressure, uncontrolled blood cholesterol. So it's really, really important that we try our best to slow down, take it easy, focus on the fluids, focus on the water, focus on the coconut water, lemon water, like natural flavoring waters, and focus on replenishing the electrolytes through fruits and actual food that we eat throughout the day, and resting and recovering. And the anti-inflammatory foods will be like the fruits and the vegetables, sticking to all of the colors of all of the food groups every single day. That's the best way to do it. But unfortunately, our hormones will tell us something different and our cravings will tell us something different. And because you have restricted and now in your mindset is like you don't have that reason to restrict anymore because it's over with, it's going to be the biggest challenge. And I really think that it might lead to a lot of weight gain during this time. So unfortunately, so I mean, the best thing I could probably suggest is the rehydration and the tips and the tricks with the balance. But I think that crashing is something inevitable and it's really difficult to tame depending on how restrictive and for how long you had that restrictive diet. You kind of preventing yourself from eating the things that you love and, you know, the natural foods out there and your favorite foods. And yeah, it's really unfortunate. So my ending suggestions would be sleep as much as you could. If you're taking the days off, no problem. Just try your best to sleep. Make sure you have water by your bedside though, and try your best to get fruits. I think mango season is coming up soon. I saw flowers on my mango tree, and I think I saw some little mangoes too. So just now, in no time, we'll have mangoes. But other fruits that you could have is like your favorite watermelon and pawpaw and pineapple. And, you know, you can have banana and all of the citrus and salsops and all of those things are really good for replenishing those electrolytes and vitamins and all of those things. But yeah, because all of that, not only long hours, but alcohol and sun exposure, and then you're only eating like really salty things and then you're getting little sleep. It will definitely take a little while. It might take a whole week or a couple weeks for you to properly get back into a routine. So just try your best to be gentle on yourself and not push yourself too much with recovery and try and going from one extreme to the next way. Now you're going to have to do detox teas because you feel like your gut is in a mess and, you know, you want to just heal as fast as possible. Just take it one step at a time. So easy. Wake up in the morning, you have your water, you have your lemon water, you have a nice breakfast, you snack on something nutritious like your fruits and combinations, and then you have your lunch like your main meal, your pilau and coleslaw, you know, and then you do your snack, which you could include some unhealthies like some chocolates and if you want to And then you have your dinner, which could be leftover lunch or similar to breakfast or something lighter. But, and then if you're fasting for Ramadan, you basically split that day in half. So you still get the benefits of all of the food groups. It's just split into morning time and evening time. And then if you're fasting for Lent or you're not eating any food from animals, you stick to plant-based quality proteins like soy, tofu, beans. And if you are eating fish, well, that would be a good replace as well. Because unfortunately, beans actually have quite a lot of carbs in it. They have protein, of course, and a lot of people do use it for protein, like vegans and vegetarians. But they also have carbs, unfortunately. So in terms of good quality protein, it's not a good quality protein replacer. What's better is the soy, tofu, paneer. If you're eating cheese, milk, those things are food from animals. They have some better quality protein in them. So yeah, so those are the tips I will leave. And then anyone for hangovers, I don't know. I really can't tell you what to do because I have never experienced. I never want to experience it, but from what I have read, the eggs usually help with hangovers in the morning time if you do have any. I saw that on Pride and Prejudice when I was watching that movie. And the mom took eggs and she was like, yeah, she had a bad hangover. And that usually helps a lot. And also bananas and oats and different soups if you want to just drink some soups to rehydrate.
So Miss Camp, we've got about 5 more minutes to go again. What
yes.
your contact info and where persons can contact you for remedies as you just gave. And, yes. you know, a balanced diet for when you're fasting and when you are, I guess, transitioning. Well, no, it would be fasting because we're in Lent now. And, yes. You know, how to maintain your nutrient levels.
Yes. So I at Didi's Healthy Living Cafe, that's at 98 Kearney Savannah, Charleville. We have nutritious alternatives. It's all vegetarian friendly. We don't have any food from animal products in there, no meat or anything like that. So if you're interested for the lentil season to get your lentil patties, we make it from scratch. We don't add any preservatives in it. So you could definitely get your bean patties over there. If you want to just come check it out, dine in, you could definitely check it out. And you could always WhatsApp us. So the WhatsApp number is 480-5380. And I mean, if you're interested in any tips and tricks, of course, the consults will help. But if you want to reverse a lifestyle disease, if you want to prevent that weight from coming back on, like let's say you lost 20 pounds or 15 pounds or whatever for the carnival season, and you don't want to put it on, but you're feeling the cravings coming and you can't control it and you realize you already start to put back on 2, 3, 4 pounds and it's just been a few days, well, the nutrition therapy sessions really are helpful and it will give you the support and the guidance that you need. So booking a consult, joining the program, starting an intervention is really going to help you to maintain a healthy body composition. Because what I focus on is a personalized approach. So it's all about educating you on what your body needs. Not what your friend's body, not what your parents' body, not what just your spouse. It's about your body, your body's health, what your body says. Because what I've heard quite often is, well, we eat the same things, but yet I have diabetes and, you know, my wife or husband or whoever doesn't. But they might have high blood cholesterol and you don't. So you have to understand that every human body is different. We have different likes, different preferences, different work schedules. We have different reactions to different foods. So it's all about supporting your body's health through the personalized approach and giving you the advice that you need. So WhatsApp us at 480-5380. And yeah, anyone who's interested in trying our nutritious options could definitely head to the store and check out our stuff today.
All right, Ms. Khan, thank you very much.
Thank you so much. See you next week.
That's right. Take care.
You're tuned into the all-new Freedom 106.5. 106.5.